You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app worldwide. 64 in Green Bay, 66 in Appleton, 66 in Oshkosh.
Start the music, Con.
Cast light rain and high in the 70s.
Dun, 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 dun. Con, the music.
We need music for this, Con. We sound so much
better
with music.
We got to sub in today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, well then. There we go. All right. It's free Ticket Friday. It's your chance to win a four-pack of... I'll turn it down a little bit.
Yeah, a little down. Okay, geez.
So
loud.
Okay.
These kids these days.
You try. So they do. Then you wonder why they're going deaf.
They can't even hear the words.
Yep. Okay, here we go. Try it again.
Okay.
It's your chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets Friday, June 27th, against the Colorado Rockies. Now, here's how to win.
Our keyword today is fun. F-U-N. Fun. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Store. Choose WISS or WGBW. Use the text button to send the keyword crew. No.
No, fun. Fun.
He didn't change the word from last week. Once again, our keyword is fun, F-U-N, to be entered in this statewide contest.
All right. So once again, John read my line. Once again, the keyword is fun. So that's, you got to text that in before 9 a.m. for your chance to win.
Your next chance to play is after 9 o'clock with Mattner on air with Jane Mattner and Greg Bach. It's your free Ticket Friday with Mino and the Mayor.
All right. So you got it. Text in the word fun and you can win these great prizes.
We just failed miserably.
Well, it wasn't all
in
our
front
fault.
Of our guests.
We got a
if
great guest.
If Mark Houston was here, we wouldn't care. Yeah, he would just roll with us. But we have a very nice special guest.
You brought in Kelly.
Hey, Kelly. Introduce yourself.
I'm Mary Lou.
Mary Lou.
See,
wow, Barbara, are we screwing things up on our whole thing.
Thanks again, Con.
Mary Lou, introduce yourself, please. Filling in for Mark Bellin from Amplify at Bellin Sports Medicine.
Amplify Health.
Amplify Health by Bellin.
I'm going to get this right.
You'll get it right
later.
Yes,
we're off to a rough start today.
It's early.
Oh,
it's early.
Oh, gosh.
But and thank you for being here. This is a huge announcement. And
it
you've
is
got
a
some
huge
great
announcement.
Partnerships mm-hmm. that is what really makes things work in this community, probably every community. But Amplify Health by Bellin. Marquette University, you announced this mental health education partnership. And
correct.
We all know one of the, well, we all know all the partners, but why don't you tell us about it?
And this is something it's Mental Health Month for Men. And we're having somebody on again next week talk about the issues in agriculture and everything people don't think about. So
yes.
You guys are really bringing mm-hmm. things to the surface that for a lot of years people didn't talk about.
Yes, absolutely.
So go ahead.
Well, thank you. First of all, thanks for,
great having
for
you here.
Inviting me on the show. Mark is a great advocate for mental health and work with him really, really closely.
He's
so my name is Mary Lou Cunard. That may be a familiar name to you, John.
It certainly is.
I am the director of ambulatory clinical services with Amplify Health by Bellin. So I oversee all of our mental health services here in the Green Bay area. And we've entered into, as you said, Jim, this wonderful partnership with Marquette University and the Resch Foundation.
Right.
To provide a 7-year pilot right now. So this is a pilot program that we're introducing to bring mental health services, trained individuals here into the community to add to the shortage that we have, quite frankly, of mental health providers here in the community.
Why is there a shortage? Although be honest, if you went back 20 years mm-hmm. and we had this amount, we'd say, oh, that's amazing. That's phenomenal. But unfortunately, There's more people that need help than people that are out there providing the help.
That's it, exactly.
Okay.
Yep. The demand far exceeds the resources that we have to provide services to individuals who need mental health.
And there's better diagnosis than, I think there's always been mental health, but I just think we've done a much better job. Even in municipalities here mm-hmm. in Green Bay, our police officers, we have some that are focused on mental health.
Yes.
It's just like, well, it's a bad guy, let's lock him up. It's like, wait a minute.
We had the lady here talking about that. Well, the EMTs and all these different people that you think, oh, if you have a problem, those are the ones you go to.
Right.
But mm-hmm. those things get incorporated with their day-to-day life as well.
Yeah, and I think you're right. You know, the stigma is still out there, unfortunately. Right. The pandemic, as challenging as it was, did a lot of really wonderful things for mental health. We started talking about it. We started talking about feeling isolated. We started talking about feeling depressed and anxious.
What a great way to, I don't mean the word spin as far as whatever, but what a great way to look at an issue and say, okay, what's a benefit from this?
Absolutely.
Expound on that a little bit, if you don't mind. That's absolutely very good.
It did. I mean, you see it out in social media, and social media, another way to spin something that can be challenging sometimes, or people are out there talking about it. We see our athletes out there talking about how they struggle with mental health. So while there's still a stigma, we're starting to see that come around a little bit, more acceptance of that and more people willing to talk about their mental health.
And that's the first step, is talking about it. And this isolation, and we study this a little bit, not nearly the degree you have, but you know, I look at how men and suicide and isolation is usually, you know, there's issues, right? There's marital, there's financial, but isolation. And that's interesting. You see COVID help with that, because I think COVID was a cause of a lot of that too. But you're saying that it gave people time to really reflect on this is not good.
It did. I mean, unfortunately, though, we see lots of people continuing to struggle because of COVID and because of that isolation and because of the recognition of what's happening for them. People lost jobs, people lost livelihood, people lost loved ones during that time period. So, you know, we see still a lot of people struggling with mental health issues.
The residual aspect of that is still strong, huh?
It is. Mm-hmm. Yep. Especially in our young people. You know, we see students really, really struggling, young adults, middle school age children and up.
And is that like, those are some great years of learning how to socialize, right?
Absolutely.
Seventh, eighth grade or high school, you know, junior, senior. I mean, those
did
are.
Did it kind of like stunt that?
Well, it did. But we have some interns that are here that spent their junior and senior year in front of a screen, and it's like, you know, that's where those are unbelievably productive times. I mean, I just got to say, from, I can only speak it personally, but those are some of the better social times I had in my life. And you're addressing that. What is the Rush Foundation was very, very generous, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Tell me about the study. It's a 7-year study that they're funding.
It's a 7-year pilot that the Rush Foundation is helping us fund. So Marquette University has a fully accredited online counseling program for master's level clinicians who are wanting to become mental health counselors. It's a 2-year program, and part of the challenge for mental health clinicians is the barriers that exist for getting through school and getting to full licensure. So individuals who go into a master's program, 2 years of education, they need to complete a practicum, they need to complete an internship, then they become licensed in training, and then they need to complete another 3,000 hours, that's about 2 years, right, of supervised work that they do before they can be independently licensed. And a lot of the students find that really, really challenging. They wind up dropping out or not making it all the way through.
When you look at, and that's a long road.
So you're kind of taking the best of the best.
We are.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
When someone gets that degree, can they prescribe things, or is that just the?
These are the talkers. I call them the talkers.
Yeah, right. I mean,
they talk. They spend time with patients or with their clients, talking about issues, problem solving, working on how they're thinking about things, how they can begin to process and perform differently in their everyday lives.
You know,
so these are the talkers.
I hate to say it, but another group that was a little bit behind, that was lagging, that was forced to step up their game is the military.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a very, very serious issue with them, where they've finally said, oh my God, we really need to.
Yes.
Because there were guys, my Vietnam era guys, their only thing was going to Milwaukee or Iron Mountain to a counselor or whomever. Mm-hmm. And I've had a couple of guys say you'd go down and your wife's and you'd be all excited and you'd walk in and be a counselor you've never seen before, didn't know their story, they'd spend 75% of the time rehashing, and then they go to the next one and say, oh, that guy was great, I like him. They go again 6 months later and it's somebody new and they start over again. And they just say, heck with it, I'm done.
Yeah.
And they've really had to up their game. So it's kind of ironic, like you said, with COVID, these terrible things have led to maybe better things happening for those in the future, correct?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, you know, we hope that the stigma will continue to be reduced. We hope that more
and that's
more people,
such a big thing, isn't it?
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What I like about what you're doing with this pilot, you're reaching out to areas. Sometimes mental health isn't just big cities.
Yeah.
You know, and here you are reaching out to the UP.
Oh, we're talking about farmers. Well, agriculture is such a big thing.
Northeast Wisconsin, the UP. That's where you're going to boost. That is where you're going to focus some of your recruiting efforts.
Absolutely. Well, Amplify Health by Bellin is located here in Northeast Wisconsin, and we have a shortage here in Northeast Wisconsin. We have a shortage of non-psychiatric providers here in the state of Wisconsin.
What type of people, if somebody out there is listening and they think, boy, I know somebody that could be really good at that.
Yeah.
Tell us like some type of person that you guys really like to recruit.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're really looking for individuals who want to focus on behavioral health, aren't afraid to talk about mental health issues. Individuals for the Marquette program need to be college graduates. So you need to have a bachelor's degree. In order to be eligible for this program, you need to obviously be enrolled in the mental health program, the clinical mental health program at Marquette. And then the training is really what it's all about.
I would ask you about the bachelor's degree. Because which I was really surprised, like medical school, you can get a bachelor's degree in English and go to medical school. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's not like, well, you better have it in biology or chemistry or something. I mean, a lot of them are.
It's kind of like a law school.
Do you want a bachelor's degree in a certain field, or will you just want someone that has made the commitment to get a bachelor's degree? Or what are you looking for?
Typically, it's a bachelor's degree in psychology, sociology, human relations of some type, some type of bachelor's degree like that, which then individuals enter into a clinical mental health master's program from there.
Wow.
But the bottom line is there's got to be some empathy inside.
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that a little bit? Because you don't have to just be book smart or whatever like that. You've got to have, it's got to be personal almost that you really want to help somebody. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree. Yeah. You know, there's, you know, a level of emotional intelligence that needs to exist for individuals who are wanting to be in this field, especially the clinical mental health counseling field. And schools like Marquette can do all the training, provide all the academic that needs to be there. The hands-on training, which this program will offer, it's really where the rubber hits the road, right?
Well, we got to break them up in 2 minutes, but one of the main topics I really want to hit on, again, you know, what's in it for the listeners, if somebody out there is listening and they've got their bachelor's degree and they might be in a job where maybe it's not so self-fulfilling or whatever, what they can do, the mechanics of what their next steps are, because they don't have to go drive down to Milwaukee and sit in classrooms at Marquette.
Right.
So this is really interesting.
And I want you to talk a little bit about, could it be a second career?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think a lot of people have empathy, and it's like, how can I help? And now this is going to the ultimate level to be an actual certified counselor, but we talk a lot about, look, just socialization, call someone if you know they're sitting there. But I mean, you guys have the whole science behind it. But I want to talk about this as a career, but as a second career too, if you could just comment on that. We're going to be back in just 1 minute.
And not only that, but also people out there listening that might, maybe they are the ones themselves, but sometimes it takes somebody else to really recognize an issue with someone. And I think this can really open the eyes for a lot of people. So this is really cool what you're doing. And this is something we're really focused on. I know it's Men's Health Month and everything like that, but mental health is so unbelievably important for guys. And something that for so long, our generation, not you, but me and Jim, our generations was, you hide that, it was a weakness, it's all those kind of things. Like you said, the old term of rub some dirt on it, don't worry about it. And unfortunately, a lot of those people, it didn't end well for them. So bringing this to light, I think, for men and women, but this is really important. This is really vital stuff. So we'll be back with more right after this.
I read the paper in bed, and in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain,
you're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Important topic that we're talking about here. Introduce yourself one more time. And I'm I don't see it in the mirror, but evidently I'm getting older because we had Liz here yesterday, and I remember her little girl when she was like seven and whatever, and now she's a sergeant in the Army. And introduce yourself once again, because I was talking about your little kids coming to my show when they were like six. And now what they're doing. Go ahead, introduce, because I love this family story. Because we go so far back with your father-in-law and the whole thing, and the whole family. I mean, way back.
We go far back. They are
way back. So
DePere Green Bay family through and through. So my name is Mary Lou Cunard. And John, you're talking about my kids, Logan and Julia.
Yep. And they would come on the radio and Carrie would bring down food for us from Abby and everything. Mm-hmm. So
Yeah, and Logan is now a librarian. He's living out in Washington, D.C., and Julia actually is just completed her master's degree in counseling, and she's going to be a counselor, too.
That's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And we got a bunch of things to talk about with you here, but one of the things that I was double-checking to see what cities you are, but you talked about the UP. You guys want to recruit some people that would possibly want to work in the UP, huh?
We do. Our rural health communities, as you said, John, farmers and those rural health communities where there's very few resources are really in need of mental health, medical health, all kinds of services. And Amplify Health by Bellin does have clinics up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And we are hoping that part of this program will allow us to train and recruit therapists, mental health therapists, to be up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, northern Wisconsin as well. I have positions up in that area, northern Wisconsin, Marinette area, Oconto, Escanaba, Iron Mountain, where I've had positions posted for a long, long time for therapists, and I've just not been able to fill them.
Well, one other thing, this is a good job. I mean, it's a pretty good career.
This is a good career.
Go ahead and talk about that a little bit, because I think Jim's thinking about jumping into this.
Jim's not. I was going to just dovetail in, you mentioned it, but medical too.
Yes.
You know, and even MCW, they're really trying to make an effort to recruit kids from Kewaunee and from the UP and that are going to stay there. But it's tough. I mean, it's just kids like to go someplace else. And maybe you're going to get someone that is lived their a life and they want to come back here and work. We talk about recruiting. We pretty close to a lot of healthcare facilities here. And we talk about recruitment. How can you get people here? And they're like, it's not as hard as you think, because you can be in the OR and 45 minutes later, you're fishing or you're hunting. There's some people that's really, really important. You talk about that's good for their mental health, I think. Mm-hmm. But I think that's great that you and the Rush Foundation, that you're going to work on filling needs in those areas, because mental health is everywhere.
It is everywhere. And that's one of the neat things about the Rush Mental Health Initiative, and really what we were targeting was Northeast Wisconsin area, Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And Marquette has a really unique program. It's part of why we partnered with them. This program is an online program. And what we're targeting are individuals who live and work already here in the Northeast Wisconsin area. We want them to stay here. We want them to be local. We know that when we either recruit somebody back into this community or recruit somebody from this community, it's where their heart is. This is really where they want to be.
Right.
Northeast Wisconsin is very family focused.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's all about family. It's all about friends. And, we know when we can recruit people that live and work in the Northeast Wisconsin area, we're going to be able to keep them here. And that's what this is all about, is really being able to recruit those individuals who are in the online program with Marquette, living here in the Green Bay area, Northeast Wisconsin area, with the desire to keep them here and employ them here.
And Marquette, that's just an awesome name, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but Marquette's been around forever, and they continue to turn out unbelievable products, you know, the students there. But I just want to go over again what this program offers. It's amazing. I mean,
it is amazing.
Besides the fully funded Masters of Science in Clinical Mental Health, right? Mm-hmm. That's great. But the other things they get, if they qualify, and you're going to have a lot of applications, it's going to be a tough thing to get into the program, but, you know, just the hands-on, this isn't all online. I mean, there's more to it than that.
Right. The academic portion is online, and that's the two-year program that Marquette offers. And they have a accredited program that's accredited, the gold standard highest program for clinical counseling that's out there. Big part of why we partnered with them. The partnership involves us being able to provide to those students their practicum, which is 100 hours. Add to that that's going to be paid. That's almost unheard of.
Right.
And then an internship, 900 hours of clinical work, hands-on with a clinical supervisor within our Amplify Health Bellin Region Mental Health Services.
It's quite a commitment from you. I mean, those...
Yeah.
I just say the rushes are, you know, putting up their money, and that's a commitment from them, but those interns are their work for you,
work.
And that's great for them. I mean, thank you for doing that.
Their work, yep. And then, you know, the next step in the process is they'll have a job. We'll be offering them a job.
Yeah.
A heck of a job.
And then as they're independently licensed, that job continues. There'll be sign-on bonus for them to continue with us at Amplify Health by Bellin and a retention bonus for them to stay with us and continue to work.
This is spectacular.
It is.
It's absolutely spectacular.
And we talk about the jobs, and it's going to be a good job, but what a rewarding job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Is. Like, I don't know that people who don't, maybe people don't know anything about it, but I mean, you're not, it's not hard labor. I mean, they are really going to, and we need all jobs in this country, but they're really going to lift lives, change lives,
very self-fulfilling,
save lives.
I would
think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's wonderful for our community as well. Yeah. The economic boost that it'll bring to our community.
Right.
You know, untreated mental health costs the community lots of money. We'll be able to help more people.
We got 1 minute. Floor is yours.
Yeah, just wrap it up one more time. Absolutely. What you're offering here.
What, when, and where?
So it's the Rush Mental Health Initiative. Huge thank you to the Richard J. Rush Foundation for their very generous and incredible donation. Contact Marquette if you are interested in enrolling in the program. Jim, you wanted to talk a little bit about returning students. This is for adult students, too. Anybody who's interested in looking at a career change.
This is terrific.
Marquette University information is out there. You can certainly feel free to reach out to me at Amplify Health by
Bellin. We've got all your contact information. If anybody's interested, please contact us.
We'll put this on all our website, too, and our Facebook. So we'll get connections to you. This is great. Thank you for doing this. And I want to thank the Rush family, too. I
mean, absolutely.
That's a great foundation.
Incredible. Thank you for the invitation to be
here. Tell Carrie to bring back Burgers for Breakfast.
Burgers for Breakfast. We were talking about that the other day.
We had a good time with that.
Good stuff.
Thank you so much. Great job.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We're going to set our break. Back after this.
Even if I changed.
Thank you very much. Well, good. Man, that was interesting, wasn't it?
Oh, man,
talking
good
about
stuff.
That. I would, if I was younger, I would look into doing that. I'm serious. What a great career and how you're helping people.
Definitely make a good patient. Okay.
Okay, thanks, Jim. All right, we're switching gears now to something.
No, we need a little music.
Yeah.
We have to do this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's Con.
Con, that what you play the wrong music, I think.
Okay, here we go.
We need
is it coming?
Spring music.
Okay, that other guy was
baseball.
Really good.
Baseball music. Go ahead.
Here we go. It's a free ticket Friday. It's your chance. Can you turn it up a little bit?
A little more. Turn it up.
This goes.
These kids.
New guy.
They
new
never
guy.
Get the
kids.
Volume right.
Kids, no. All right, so it's a free ticket Friday. It's your chance to win a 4-pack of Brewer tickets Friday, June 27th against the Colorado Rockies. Now, here's how to win.
Our keyword is fun, F-U-N. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Store. Choose WISS or WGBW and use the text button to send the keyword fun to be entered in the statewide contest.
All right. Once again, the keyword is fun, F-U-N. Just text it in before 9 a.m. for your chance to win.
Your next chance to win is after 9 with Mattner on Air with Jay Mattner and Greg Bach. It's a free ticket Friday with Mino, the mayor, and Civic Media.
All right.
We've got Kim Mothy and Melissa Freeman in the house talking about Mile of Music, which is going to take place in downtown Appleton. And we are big fans. We think it is one of the coolest. Well, it did win the award for the coolest.
We gave out the award.
Yeah.
Two years ago at the Whammies.
Yes.
That's right. We actually handed out the award.
We did.
Awesome.
This is mile 13. Well, how many years are we on?
Mile 12.
12.
Yep. So we skipped 2020 for reasons.
Obvious reasons.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
The
right.
Asterisk.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
But we're going to talk about it. But I just want to say, as a consumer of that, I was a little jealous as the mayor that you guys got that.
The mayor of Green Bay versus...
That has been so successful. People love it, and the crowds
so
get bigger.
It's so unique.
Because it's all original.
There's a lot of music events, but this one... Go ahead and talk about your personal family history in this.
Yeah, so pretty deep. My maiden name is Willems, so Dave Willems is my dad. I've actually been involved since the first year. I was going to school for marketing at the time, and it was kind of a... ride home conversation from college, and it was like, hey, we're going to be starting this thing, would you want to be involved? And I'm like, yeah, cool, sure. I'm 20.
Yeah, sure,
at the
dad
time. Yeah, exactly. Right. And So I've been involved since. I do the social media and communications for the festival, and we're a very small team. Our team is less than 10 people, so everyone kind of does everything.
Which is great.
Yes.
Because I've been in committees where you have too many people,
yes,
too many voices
We've all
in the
been
room.
On those.
Let's streamline it.
Yep.
And yes.
But it's, you know, it's a big production for a small team to put on. So we have a great team, and Melissa here is one of those as well.
Melissa Freeman, good morning.
Good morning.
And your involvement?
I work, as Kim was saying, we all wear a lot of hats,
yeah,
and get a lot of things done. My primary responsibilities are venue. I'm the venue coordinator, the lodging and artist transportation coordinator.
Great.
And I give a little support to production as well.
And those artists love coming there because of people like you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Absolutely.
You find their places. And what I like about it, and we'll talk, I'll talk a little bit more about them, how you find them, but that's all original.
That is it. It's all original. It's all emerging artists, folks that you don't know, you haven't heard of,
right,
but you should know.
Right.
They're real good.
And we've had people, young musicians, we've got more musicians coming in again today, where we've asked if they've played it, and they're like, no, do you know anybody that can get me in? I mean, that's a real coveted spot.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. I think, you know, that's part of the process for us, too, that we have a variety of different ways that we get artists to perform. But now that we've had 11 years under our belt, we also have about 1,100 alumni. So we're talking mm-hmm. about 100 new spots and 100 returning spots-ish. And, you know, it gets harder and harder to pick every year because we would love to have everybody back, but not always possible.
I always tell people Ian could easily book the next year's festival the day after the current festival,
yes,
really?
With yep. returners that would like to come back.
For sure.
And I want to say that, I mean, Kim, you talked about this small group of 10 people, mm-hmm. that there's no silos. Everybody's trying to work with each other. The city's a pretty good partner in your group.
Yep.
We have the mayor on here, and both
yep.
of your mayors have been on here. Hannah and Jake have both been in.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about, and we talk, what are some of the greatest things about Appleton? And you got a lot of good things going for you, but this is one of them.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we've seen a lot of development in a lot of different ways in downtown Appleton and Appleton in general. And I think things like Mile of Music, the farm market, all sorts right. of things that are happening downtown.
Your parade.
Well, right, are really keeping people engaged with downtown
You
Appleton.
Find tremendous reasons for people to go
yeah.
to downtown
yeah,
Appleton.
Try.
And you succeed. Because we talked about this before. There's only been two times where I've ever been a little bit nervous, like, or a little bit like, whoa, intimidated. Because I speak for a living. I've been on mm-hmm. stage for a living, whatever. One was the Widener.
Okay.
Because it's like, oh, I sound really, this is amazing. I never experienced that. And another one was introducing a band one Saturday morning at the Mile of Music. And I got up there. It's like, oh, this looks like Woodstock or something. You couldn't see the end of like the people.
Yeah.
People would have to get in an elevated area there
yep.
to understand the magnitude. It was almost the closest thing to it would be the Packer draft on the first night here with the number of people.
That was a lot of people. I was there that night. But yeah, well, I mean, well, thank you for that. And if you want to come back and introduce, we can talk about that
okay.
too.
Absolutely.
But when you look up on stage and you look out, it's like, hey, Dad, you know what? That idea you guys had?
Yeah.
Not so lame.
You win. You win.
It's still a little crazy, but I make sure to tell him that. But
so, you know, we always try to do events that are sustainable, which I think this has got legs. But you talked about it's getting difficult because there's so many artists that are not aware of it, that are original, that would like that exposure, put on their resume, played Mile of Music. Do you have a vetting process or what are the challenges right now? Because from the outside, it looks like it's like a turnkey operation, but I know you work all year on that.
Yeah, I think so. When you talk about sustainability, that is something that we're currently working on. We have a nonprofit called Appleton Community Music. I think Linda was here a couple weeks ago talking mm-hmm. about that. So it's something that we're working towards to make sure that a live event like this can continue to be a part of the community.
And free to the community.
And, yeah, free or accessible to the community. So,
tap Lawrence for some of that.
Yeah, so I think with the artist piece, we do have a process. We have an artist submission process that's open for a limited amount of time in the fall. I don't know when it'll be this year or I would share that. But so that's one way that we kind of look through artists. We also have relationships with agents. And then I'm probably forgetting other alumni. Would be the other piece.
I was joking, but Lawrence University helps mm-hmm. the whole music scene in Appleton. I mean, anyone there is either a major or minor in music. And such a small school, I mean, you know, 1,400 students, but boy, they're an asset in your community. And I think that's great. I'm sure they love this mile of music.
Definitely. And they've been a key partner in our music education team specifically, which has been a huge, you know, unique piece of what we're doing, where people of all ages can participate in ukulele workshops. That's always the example I end up using. Songwriting workshops, right. Drum workshops. So it's a great way to get people involved.
And those are very hands-on.
Yes. Yeah.
Very participatory is the goal of those sessions.
And Lawrence has her class reunion this weekend. My daughter and her husband are live in New York. They're back for that. And it's not like our reunions, Johnny, where it's like, well, what kind of pizza do you want and beer? They're taking these classes and seminars. They're putting the choir back together. Mm-hmm. It's just,
that's cool.
I just, it is, isn't it? I mean, it's just really, they just stand for, you know, the arts and mm-hmm. especially in the musical arts. And what a great partner to have. And I think that's another reason this has been so successful.
Yeah.
When you guys get the applications, I'm sure they send a video or online video. What are some of the things where you guys sit around their committee or whatever? It's like, ooh, yes. Ooh, yes. Ooh, yes. No.
I'm going to let Kim speak to the process.
Oh, way to pass that one. Well, she just tried passing it to you.
She did.
If you're watching live stream, she gave it to you, and you just like pickleballed that one right back into her kitchen.
I was involved in earlier years.
Okay.
Hands-on, and I haven't been in the last few. That's why I'm passing it.
I think one thing that we look for is, you know, there's a number of things that we ask them to submit. Having a live video just helps us see the energy.
Yeah.
Or, you know, whatever their stage presence is. And I think there's no way you can see that through a Spotify song, a recording. So a live video really helps. And I think when you were looking at submissions too, that helped a lot.
Absolutely. Because, you know, there's what you sound like in the studio with production, and then there's what your live presence is.
Yeah.
And both of those are integral.
And again, it's the bottom line of what's in it for the people that woke up early on a Saturday morning and came down there,
exactly.
Right? What's in it for them?
Yep, exactly.
And we just had a band on here this week that, after 28 years, added a new...
Big Mouth.
A new person to their...
Okay.
Their first female.
Love it.
Think of that decision. But what they talked about was that you just mentioned... Do they connect with the audience? Or do they bring the energy up even more? And those guys are pretty high energy. And she came and auditioned. Of course, they had a number of people audition. And they said before her wheels were like a block away, they'd made the decision. Because it was like that magic part that you're talking about. I mean, she's obviously extremely talented. She's in New York. She was on Les Mis traveling. I mean, the talent was there. But was that connection, which is what you look for Mile of Music? Because every one of those groups is... as good as the next, I think.
And exactly. Thank you. You
do a good job of that.
And everybody has their thing. So it's just a matter of finding, you know, where are they going to fit in at different venues. And it's just a really cool process.
Give us a little bit of the who, what, when's, where for anybody listening that wants to just come there and enjoy it that hasn't been there before.
Yeah, absolutely. So we kick off our first of 4 days on Thursday, July 31st. Mm-hmm. And continue on through the weekend and end up late afternoon and early evening on Sunday, August
2nd, 4th,
3rd.
3rd.
Yes. Okay.
And how many different bands will be taking part?
We're always right around 200.
It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Where do they stay? Where do they?
That's
whatever
her job.
I mean,
that's
all that.
That's
what she does.
I mean, what is that like?
I can take that one.
Yes, I'm sure you can.
Finally, you didn't pass it on.
So, well, this is
your wheelhouse.
Big part of what
it's
I do.
A big one, yeah.
So, we've had a great relationship with the downtown hotel Paper Valley, and right now they're the Hilton Appleton Paper Valley. They've been wonderful partners throughout the years. Mm-hmm. We host nearly all of our musicians there.
Wow.
That's
so convenient.
Yeah.
That's
it really is, because it's right in the middle of the footprint.
They love it.
And great restaurants right around there.
Do you have some families that take them in? I would love to have musicians stay at our house, because I'm all in on this.
We do have a few. Since COVID, I've noticed it's a little bit different. So we do reach out to musicians who have indicated on their intake information that they are open to that possibility. and try to match those hosts up with musicians.
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. But I take a Hilton first. I'm sure most of them do. Well, that's pretty cool that you, again, you know, your customer is your focus, but you have to have happy entertainers, and mm-hmm. you
Correct.
Obviously do that with what you bring to the party.
That and the community and our artist care yep. program.
Right.
Yep.
We're going to hit on this when we come back, though, and we talk about, one of the things that makes this so unique is the original music Wait. Aspect of it.
Yes.
Which encourages, I would think, young people especially to say, hey, let me form my own niche. Let me create something versus just emulating somebody else. And no disrespect to those bands. I love them like you can't believe. But somebody might have something that's unique that wouldn't be considered mainstream. How do I bring that to the surface? How do I get in front of people? People give those artists that opportunity, which is really unique because a lot of bars won't do it. Right. So it's like, we, you know, give us, you know, Freebird, give yep. us whatever. So we're going to hit more on that as soon as we come back. Well, Kim Matthey, Melissa Freeman, My Love Music, back right after this.
Don't be picking on Freebird.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
One more time on the Free Ticket Friday. Con, the music. Jeez, John, what are you doing? Okay.
Sure. Right, we got musical people alongside of us. A little embarrassing.
Here we go. It's Free Ticket Friday. It's your chance to win a 4-pack of Brewer tickets for Friday, June 27th against the Colorado Rockies. Now, here's how to win.
Our keyword is fun. F-U-N. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google store. Choose WISS or WGBW. Use the text button to send the keyword fun to be entered in the statewide contest.
All right, so once again, the key word is fun. F-U-N. Text it in before 9 a.m. for your chance to win. And we need you to text in because they judge Johnny and I.
By the different show. The
but different shows that we compete with.
Yes.
So we want to win this one. So please text in the word fun, not only for us, which you should do it only for us, but besides
our families.
That, for the families, for the kid, for the kids.
Our grandkids.
Right. But it's a chance to win these tickets for the Colorado Rocky game on the 27th.
Your next chance to play is after 9 o'clock with Mattner on air with Jane Mattner and Greg Bach. It's a Free Ticket Friday with Mino and the Mayor. Well, we're talking about one of the great events in Northeast Wisconsin that takes place every year.
Award-winning,
the Mile of Music, Kim Matthey and Melissa Freeman. And let's talk a little bit before we send it to break. Go ahead and take it away, ladies.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember the
opportunity for original music
yes.
versus cover bands. Like Jim got all mad because he says, don't put down Freebird.
Oh, right. Yeah. So, I mean, I think, you know.
Hey, how cool would that be, though, about 8,000 people and you're inside, they all had their cigarette lighters out there. Well, you got to be honest. That'd be pretty cool.
It would be. We can make it happen with something
cell phones,
else.
Right?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Cell phones.
That
could be
an original song. It's a little safer, I guess.
Right, right.
But, yeah, so I think, you know, that's really a big key for us. And again, like we were saying before, it's nothing against the cover bands. We love a cover band, but I think every event has their thing that makes it unique, and that's one of our things.
You have
so
to have
it's
that.
As simple as that.
Separate yourself from the pack.
Yep.
Yeah.
And musicians coming love it because there's an audience for their original music.
Exactly.
And they don't, you know, it's a very receptive audience. That's what they want to hear. It's what they came to hear. And so that is a unique situation for artists.
And I'm always amazed, and especially with my previous job, we were kind of sports.
Mm-hmm.
The talent in this community is, and when I talk about this community, I'm talking about Northeast Wisconsin, mm-hmm. but where do your artists come from? Is it pretty much Midwest, or how far of an outreach do you do as an organization?
Our artists come from all across the nation,
wow.
local and state. There's a really good showing of local and state mm-hmm. artists. We have artists from all over the U.S. We have artists this year from the U.K., from Australia,
wow.
From Canada.
Yep. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's going to new branding, the international.
I know.
I'm sure you're thinking that.
You're the marketing person.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, that's very cool.
It is cool.
As you said, it's great for us as consumers of the of going there, but that's a chance for the artist too, right? Like you said, I mean, maybe people didn't know who they were, never heard this. It's like,
right.
This person is like.
Are there like bird dogs, as they used to say in the business, out in the audience, you know, looking for new talent to possibly sign new talent?
That's a good question. I'm not entirely sure. I mean, I know we do have agents that come.
We do. We have agents that come with their artists.
Yeah, so I'm sure there's a little bit of that.
Because that would be awesome to walk off stage and have an agent come up and say, hey, love what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I'm with so-and-so records or whatever agency.
I'm going to make you a star.
Right.
Sign right here. We got a guy in a really cool camper who's making a stew. I'm signing, you're signing, everybody's signing.
Yeah.
Well, this is fun. You guys must enjoy your work. But I got a feeling, like you said, the day after they tear down the stages, you guys start over again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
People always, I come from a education background and I was a music educator for 29 years. In De Pere, as a matter of fact.
Oh, phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. So that was wonderful. And that's how I started my mile journey too.
Okay.
In the summers. Mm-hmm. And so when I retired from teaching and moved into mile of music full time work, people would say to me, so that's full-time job? I said, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then they said, but is it year-round? I said, oh, yes.
Maybe 364. And when, right. Right. One day to-
right.
When people ask when we start work for the next mile, I said, oh, we usually have maybe a week for wrap-up of the previous mile, and then we're hitting it.
Right after.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Why is mind-boggling the number of... So, I mean, how many artists, if you know, a band that has five or whatever, how many different artists do you guys think come to town?
So it's funny. This came up yesterday, and I actually have a hard number.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And it is 729.
729 artists.
Including our Mile of Music... our music education team.
Yep.
That's mm-hmm. phenomenal. That's Do you awesome. Still need volunteers? You guys no. all set?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll always take more volunteers. We have a lot of positions still open for, you know, whether it's serving beverages or, you know, helping at different stages, merchandise. But it's going really well so far, but we always will take more volunteers.
Awesome.
That's great. And when it comes to music venues, it's there's more out there than there was, of course, you're young, but there's more out there right now than there was 20 years ago. And it's competitive and you kind of got to, and plus, you know, mm-hmm. Summerfest is not that far away.
Right.
My friend calls, oh, you want to go Def Leppard? I'm like, But there's other stuff. I would prefer the original. I got to be honest with you, but I do like, well, mm-hmm. I will say if Lynyrd Skynyrd was here, I would jump on that. But anyway, when it comes to that, that's very strong, but you still got to keep competitive, right? I mean, as much as you got it going for you, it's a competitive industry, and I just think what you're doing to keep it fresh and keep it alive and keep it original is...
Yeah, I think there's definitely a balance of both. I think we, you know, we feel very strongly about kind of our values and who we are as a festival. We're also willing to lift up other festivals where we need to because we do know it is a really tough industry.
Yeah.
So the more we can, you know, support each other is...
That's
really
awesome.
Good too.
It is. And with all our great venue partners, that's another thing that makes us really unique. We're one of very few festivals that has 30 plus stages.
Phenomenal. Folks, if you haven't been there, you got to go. Kim Mothy, Melissa Freeman, Mile of Music. It's spectacular. One of the great things in Northeast Wisconsin.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for bringing it to
you guys.
Us.
Thanks
you
for bet. Having us.
Talk more music. We come back right after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.